All right, welcome to another deep dive. And this one's going to be really interesting. This is
Cool.
one of those topics that our listeners have requested, and we've gotten some really curious questions about.
Yeah.
And it's all about this thing called the infinite banking concept, or IBC.
IBC.
Yeah. And the thing that really grabbed my attention was how this connects to Austrian economics.
It's fascinating how they come together, right?
Yeah. And so I think, we both did some research on this.
Quite a bit, yeah.
I think our mission today is to unpack, what is this IBC thing?
It's a bit of a mystery for a lot of folks.
Yeah, and why should anyone care? Why is this even relevant to people's everyday financial lives?
I think that's a really important question.
Yeah, and then if someone's listening to this and they're like, "Whoa, this is kind of cool." What are some first steps they can take to learn more?
Let's map it out for them.
Okay, so you mentioned the book Becoming Your Own
It's the
Banker.
cornerstone of IBC.
Yeah, and I have to admit, when I first heard that title, I was like, "What does that even mean?"
It's provocative, isn't it?
Yeah, so what's the core idea there?
Well, Nelson Nash, the author, he really wanted to break down this idea of the banking function.
Banking function.
Yeah, so think about how money flows in your life, right?
Okay, yeah.
In the past, people had much more control over that flow.
I see.
But now, we're so reliant on borrowing for everything.
That's true.
Even, little things like Robert Murphy was saying how he went to buy an iPhone and
Oh yeah, he told that story.
the salesperson was practically pushing him to finance it,
Wow.
as if paying up front was like this weird thing.
It was unheard of.
Exactly. And this is what IBC is trying to address: regaining control over your own financial world.
That resonates for sure.
Yeah, taking back the reins, so to speak.
So how do you actually do that? What's the tool?
The main vehicle is dividend-paying whole life insurance.
Now hold on. Most people think of life insurance as term life.
Yeah, the kind you get for a set period.
Like car insurance, right?
Exactly. But whole life, it's different. It's designed to last your entire life.
Okay.
And here's the key for IBC. These policies, they accumulate cash value over time.
So it's not just a death benefit.
Right, it's more than that.
There's this savings component built right in.
Exactly. And the dividends enhance that growth even more.
So your money's working for you within the policy itself.
That's the idea.
Okay, so the cash value builds up, but how do you actually use it? How does this becoming your own banker thing actually work?
That's where the magic of policy loans comes in.
Policy loans.
See, life insurance companies, they invest all those premiums to meet their obligations.
To be able to pay out claims.
Right. And one of the things built into a whole life policy is this right, this contractual right
For the policyholder.
to borrow against that cash value using the policy itself as collateral.
So it's like your own personal line of credit.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And for the insurance company, it's a pretty safe bet.
Because they're holding the collateral.
Exactly. They guarantee the money's there.
I see.
But for you, this opens up a world of possibilities.
So instead of going to a bank for, let's say, a car loan,
Or maybe you want to help your kids with college.
or even a down payment on a house,
You can borrow from yourself using your own life insurance policy.
that's so different from how we usually think about things.
It is. It's about taking control.
Borrowing from yourself rather than being beholden to some bank.
With all their rules and
Yeah,
regulations.
the paperwork, the credit checks.
It's typically much simpler. No need to justify what you're using the money for.
Because it's your money, right?
Exactly. It's a
Sure.
right that's built into your policy contract.
And how does paying back these loans work?
Usually, the loan balance with any interest is settled when you pass away.
It comes out of the death benefit.
Right. Or if you decide to surrender the policy.
Okay, so that part makes sense.
It's a different way of thinking about money, that's for sure.
It is. Now, let's talk about why people like Robert Murphy
Yeah.
and Carlos Lara, who are big into Austrian economics,
Leading voices in the field.
they see such a strong connection between IBC and that school of thought.
It's a natural fit in many ways.
So what's their first piece of advice for understanding this?
Well, they're adamant that you got to read Nelson Nash's book.
Becoming Your Own Banker.
That's the
To
one.
really grasp the
Teach
philosophy.
straight from the
And
source.
they intentionally don't use the word investing when they talk about IBC.
That's a deliberate choice.
Why is that?
Because it's not about chasing returns in the traditional sense.
Like playing the stock market.
Exactly. It's about building a system,
Your own personal bank.
right, where you have control over your cash flow.
So you put money into this dividend-paying whole life policy
And grows steadily.
through interest in those
Then
dividends.
that becomes your source for borrowing when you need it.
It's about self-sufficiency, right?
Financial independence on your own terms.
And their own book, How Privatized Banking Really Works, takes this even further.
It lays out the connection with Austrian economics explicitly.
Which is super interesting.
They make a compelling argument that, like, only someone steeped in Austrian economics could have come up with IBC.
And Nelson Nash was, right?
He was. And they even used this term privatized banking.
To highlight that personal control.
Over your financial life.
That's a powerful concept.
It is. And it's a way to put those Austrian principles into action.
In a very tangible way.
Because Austrian economics can sometimes seem a bit, you know,
abstract.
Yeah, and theoretical.
And they talk about how IBC is almost like a gateway
to understanding those ideas
by applying them to your own finances.
Exactly. It makes them more real, more relatable.
Now, one thing they talked about that I found really fascinating was the whole inflation angle.
Oh, yeah, that's a big one.
Because Austrian economics has a lot to say about inflation.
And IBC offers a different approach.
Okay, so how does lending through IBC differ from what, like, commercial banks do?
Well, think about how banks work, right?
Yeah.
They lend out more money than they actually have.
Fractional reserve bank.
Exactly. And that creates new money.
Out of thin air, almost.
And that contributes to inflation, according to Austrian theory.
But life insurance companies.
They lend from their existing pool of assets.
So they're not creating new money.
They're just facilitating the flow of existing money.
So with IBC, you're essentially sidestepping that whole fractional reserve system.
Which is a big concern for Austrian economists.
And potentially mitigating your contribution to inflation.
That's the idea, yeah.
They also call the dividend-paying whole life policy like a warehouse of wealth.
Or a headquarters for your money.
What do they mean by that?
They're saying your money has to live somewhere, right?
It can't just float around.
And IBC provides a structure.
A place where it can grow faithfully.
And be readily accessible when you need it.
But it's not saying you shouldn't invest in other things.
Like real estate or gold?
Absolutely not, in fact.
The policy loan feature gives you a way to finance those other investments.
Without relying on banks or traditional loans.
You're using your own capital.
Like Robert Murphy's example, right?
About the real estate opportunity.
If you had to go through a bank, you might miss out.
You'd have to qualify, go through all the hoops.
But with IBC, you have the flexibility to act quickly.
On your own terms.
So for someone listening who's like, okay, I'm intrigued. What do I do now?
What are those first steps?
Well, besides diving into the books.
Which are essential reading, by the way.
I'd say the first practical step is to check out larfee.com.
That's their website, right?
Yeah, it's a treasure trove of information.
You've got FAQs, blog posts.
All about IBC and Austrian economics.
It's a great place to start.
Even if you haven't read the books yet.
Get a feel for the concepts.
And if someone's ready to take the next step, like actually implement IBC.
Then what?
Then you want to look into the practitioner program.
What's that all about?
They train financial professionals in IBC and Austrian economics.
So they know the ins and outs.
Exactly. And the key resource for you, the listener, is the practitioner finder.
Where can people find that?
It's at infinitebanking.org finder.
I'll make sure to put a link in the show notes.
Perfect. And basically, it's a directory of practitioners.
All trained in this methodology.
You can search by location.
Find someone in your area.
They really emphasize doing your research.
Talking to a few different practitioners.
To find a good fit.
Because it's a personal relationship.
And in the next deep dive, we're going to talk about how to prepare for that initial consultation.
They stress that quite a bit.
Because there are things you can do beforehand.
To make it more productive.
For both you and the practitioner.
So stay tuned for that.
Absolutely. Now, this practitioner program, it's not just some weekend seminar.
It sounds pretty rigorous.
It is. They take it very seriously.
Makes sense.
Robert Murphy, Carlos Lara, Nelson Nash, and David Stearns.
Wow. All the big names.
They all had a hand in designing it.
So it's the real deal.
And the graduates, they go through intense training.
Testing, too.
And they actually sign a contract.
Wow, a contract.
Yeah, committing to focus on dividend-paying whole life policies.
The way Nelson Nash intended.
It's about preserving the integrity of the concept.
And these practitioners, they come from all sorts of backgrounds.
You've got lawyers, CPAs, insurance agents.
But they're all unified by this IBC methodology.
So you know you're getting someone who really understands it.
That's reassuring.
So just to recap those action steps.
For our listeners.
Check out larfee.com.
Read the books.
And take a look at the practitioner finder.
At infinitebanking.org finder.
See you in your area.
And tune in for the next deep dive.
where we'll cover how to prepare for that first meeting.
Got it.
All right, so we've covered a lot of ground today.
We have, but I think it's been really valuable.
Yeah, hopefully this has given everyone a better grasp of IBC.
And how it connects to Austrian economics.
Because they really do go hand in hand.
They do.
And the key takeaway, I think, especially for our listeners,
who are all about learning new things,
is that IBC offers a different way of thinking about your finances.
About control. About self-sufficiency.
And it's worth exploring, even if it seems a little unconventional.
It challenges the status quo.
So I encourage you to check out the resources we mentioned.
Lorfi.com is a great starting point.
And maybe pick up Nelson Nash's book.
It's a quick read, but it's packed with insights.
And as you learn more about IBC, ask yourself this question.
Nice, a big one.
How might this concept change the way you manage your money?
And plan for your future.
Because that's what it's all about, right?
Taking control of your financial destiny.
And that's something we can all get behind.
Absolutely.
All right. That's it for this deep dive.
Until next time.
We'll see you then.